We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friend, my subject for discussion is one of peculiar and particular interest for our times, humanism. It is well to understand that there are different aspects of humanism. In this field of thought, there are scientific humanism, religious humanism, ethical humanism, Marxist humanism, sexual humanism, educational humanism, and so on. But ladies and gentlemen, humanism in any form is human against deity. It is man versus God. Usually it is dressed up in some form of atheism. Although some proponents of humanism may attempt to equate humanism to biblical principles, in truth, it must be concluded that humanism and the Bible are not compatible. In fact, it is the Bible versus humanism. First, may I give a general definition of humanism. Webster defines humanism, the distinctive tenet denying the divinity of Christ. Also, the system of doctrine based on this view of Christ. The doctrine that man's obligations are limited to and dependent alone on man and human relations. The doctrine of Satan Simon that man's nature is perfectible through his own efforts without divine grace. End of quotation. The World Book Encyclopedia states, "The center of reference became man rather than God." This new attitude is properly defined as humanism. Another definition, a 20th century philosophy that rejects belief in all forms of supernatural, that considers the great good of all humanity on this earth as the supreme ethical goal, that it relies on the methods of reason, science, and democracy for salvation of human problems. The Humanist Manifesto, the second, boldly asserts, "We find sufficient evidence for belief in the existence of a supernatural. It is either meaningless or irrelevant to the question of survival and fulfillment of the human race as non-theists. We begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity." That's on page 16. The origin of humanism as proposed by man dates back to the Sophists, the Greek philosophers, about 500 B.C. In the era of the 485 to 415 B.C., it was advocated that man is the measure, the total summary of all things, and contradictions are true, as unbelievable as that may be. This simply means that man is total authority, that there is no system or body of objective truth. Truth is only relative, according to humanism, and man himself determines what is truth for himself. There is hardly any doubt that humanism has had its influence, directly and indirectly, on religious concepts. Think about the fact that even modern-day religions are so characterized by the human thought that religion may teach and practice what pleases the religious community as human beings, regardless of what God says about it in the Bible. Actually, all departures from the Word of God are based upon this false premise. That is, the Bible is not authoritative. God is not the authority. Therefore, man is his own authority, since there are no definitive body of objective truth. Man, therefore, may choose or manufacture his own brand of religion, regardless of what the Bible says. If it pleases man, it ought to please God. According to humanism, all the conflicting bodies of religion are acceptable and right, although the Bible definitely condemns religious division, as you may read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, Romans 12, 16, and Ephesians 4, verses 3 through 6, and many other scriptures. The second surge of humanism came in the 14th century movement during the Renaissance, self-identified as the rebirth of learning, it was said. This revival of the Greek classics and restoration of philosophy was an ecclesiastical emphasis on man as a creature of the world, not a creature of God. This humanistic movement became the foundation upon which modern-day humanists built their militant, secular, atheistic, and infidelic philosophies of man versus God, or man over God. The third great wave of humanism swept through the last half of the 19th century and flooded the 20th century. Darwin's Origin of the Species, advocating organic evolution in 1859, has become the Bible for humanism. Then the thrust of worldwide Marxist communism added the militant and political power to humanism, combined with Darwin's theory of atheistic evolution, to make constant attacks against God, against the Bible, and all the absolute spiritual moral values of the New Testament. The humanistic atheistic document, Humanist Manifesto, signed by a group of educators, philosophers, and liberal theologians in 1933, was an aggressive step to take control of the mind of man and make him think that he is the God of his own life. Among the signers was John Dewey, an avowed socialist who had perhaps the great and more detrimental influence on American education than any other modern citizen of our great country. He has been referred to as the father of progressive education. His advocacy of permissiveness has had an unreal destructive effect on our modern society. Today, our schools and our society are reaping a regrettable harvest of Darwinism, Deweyism, and humanism. Discipline and morals have become a laughing mockery of our times. The Manifesto of 1933 was a bold affirmation of pride and arrogance. My friends, are you listening? Hear the Declaration of Humanism. 1. The eternality of all matter of the universe has been here. There was no creator, therefore, no beginning, as the Bible declared in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. 2. Man was not created being as a being, but came about through the process of evolution. This, of course, denies the affirmation of Genesis and repudiates the teaching of the Son of God revealed in Matthew's Gospel chapter 19 and Mark 10. 3. Religion was a social involvement without divine planning or involvement. God in no way affected or affected religion because there is no God, says humanism. 4. There is no infallible guide, no authoritative standards or rules, which, of course, means that the faith of Christians as set forth in the Bible is a myth. And 5. There is no good in being called God. This, of course, is a blasphemy of deity and places man above God. 6. There is neither objective good nor objective evil. Therefore, man is his own God, and whatever he desires or does is neither good or bad, except he may decide the matter for himself. 7. Heaven and hell are not real. Therefore, no motive for living a pure moral and spiritual life, now or for eternity. Man has only the here and now, according to humanism. 8. Science is man's real savior. Therefore, the teaching that Jesus Christ came into the world to save the lost, as stated in Matthew 1:21 and Luke 19:10, is a fraud or myth. 9. Worship and prayers are empty exercises and a waste of time. 10. All religious institutions must be changed, modified, and restructured to suit man's own humanistic, fanciful ideologies. 11. There is no religion of divine origin, therefore, Christianity is nothing more than a man-made religion, empty and worthless, no better or worse than any of the so-called world religions like Muslims and Hindus and so on. 12. Man possesses no soul. He is only matter, uncreated, in motion, which, of course, means that man was not created by God as a dual creature, possessing body and soul. When a man dies, therefore, and humanism does admit that man dies, he dies all over like the dog Rover, and it's all over. Ladies and gentlemen, humanism denies God and man's responsibilities to God. Therefore, man is his own God, seeking to reach his own potentials and aspirations. The Humanist Manifesto 1, Affirmation 5, declares, and I quote, "Humanism asserts that the nature of the universe depicted by modern science makes unacceptable any supernatural or cosmic guarantees of human values. Human Manifesto 2 states, we affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational, needs no theological or ideological sanction. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? How could any person even have any sympathies for humanism in view of such flagrant repudiations of moral and spiritual values affirmed in the Bible? Humanism is an absolute contradiction and repudiation of the New Testament and New Testament Christianity. Yet, the mistaken want to identify humanism with Christianity in name. Christians must be aware of this deceitful work of Satan. We should not be too surprised that atheistic, materialistic humanism would like to clothe itself in anti-God philosophies with some kind of pleasantries to win the applause of misguided religious people. Basically, humanism is pride and self-esteem. Although humanism has modern appeal to our modern society, it is as old as humanity itself. Pride was one of the sins contributing to the fall of Adam and Eve, as you read about in the book of Genesis. Those historical facts may be ascertained from the divine record of the Bible in Genesis chapter 3. The wise man of God declared a long while ago, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. And you know, centuries later, the inspired apostle Paul declared in 1 Timothy 3:6 that pride and condemnation are associated with the devil. Pride has been not only the ruination of individual persons, it has been the downfall of cities and nations. For example, Tyre, an ancient Phoenician city, crumbled in the ashes of pride. Hear what the prophet of God said about the matter. The word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am God, and I am in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art man and not God, though thou didst set thy heart as the heart of God. Ezekiel 28, verses 1 and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, the very foundation of humanism is man's heart against God's heart, man's ways and thoughts against God's thoughts and ways. But one thing too many people have forgotten. In the long ago, God said, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. With that one declaration from Almighty God, man is brought down to less than nothingness compared to God. Humanism is brought down to the dirt of the earth, while God is exalted to the highest heavens above. There is a lot of difference in space between the unknown expansions of the heavens above and the earth below. And don't you ever forget, God said that there is as much difference between man's ways and thoughts and God's ways and thoughts as the heavens and the earth. That, my friends, places humanism on a very low level, actually lower than man himself. My friends, what does humanism mean to you? The Manifesto of 1973 was reaffirmation of the atheistic proposition of 1933, except with different signatures and a new cloak of credibility among the skeptics, liberals, agnostics, and infidels. This brand of humanism was designed to deceive and mislead the spiritually weak and uninformed on Bible subjects like creation, inspiration, deity, and divine authority. This humanistic doctrine affirms theism without deity. Humanism asserts that man's faith in God is evidence of human weakness, and his religion is used as a crutch. Yet at the same time, this atheistic philosophy declares that man doesn't need a God, that he can walk alone and be his own God. This false ideology declares that man's efforts to promote Christianity or any kind of religion diverts man from social works, the only profitable benefits for humanity. They declare that religion and faith in God are harmful, injurious, and a disservice to humanity. I have a question I would like to ask. My friends, do you think that these gospel sermons I have been delivering on this radio the past 47 years, emphasizing faith in God and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through obedience to His will, have been harmful to the hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of people who have been listening and influenced by the gospel of Christ? Has this been inhumanism? Let me tell you, Christianity is what makes human beings to be the human beings that God wants them to be. Humanists say that Christianity, or religion, is wasteful and harmful and injurious. They say of the Manifesto of 1973, signed less than 10 years ago, "My friends, would you really want to live in a world where there its population does not believe in God, does not believe in heaven or hell? Would you want to live in a world where there is no Bible, where there is no church, where there is no hope of salvation from sin and no hope of heaven? This is the world humanism that the world would have you live in as humanistic ideas. This is the infidelic legacy and cruel heritage that humanism wants to pass on to you, your children, and to all unborn generations. They say if you disbelieve in God and reject the idea of heaven and hell, you are a wholesome influence in the world for a while, and then you die, and that's the end. You just go back to the dust and rot and decay. They would have you believe that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, after death. There is no hope beyond the grave. No hope for your loved ones, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your son or your daughter. Nothing to die for. Humanism denies that man has a soul. He denies that man's soul returns to God, the giver of life, at death, like the Bible declares in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7. Arrogantly and militantly, humanism denies any credible evidence of life after death. This, of course, makes God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the apostles all liars and impostors, with a stance of infallibility for themselves. They affirm their science has proven evolution to be true in spite of the fact that many great scientists, without reservation, deny the theory of evolution, declaring that evolution is a theory and not a scientific fact. In mockery of God and man, the humanist contends that any notion of a, and I quote, ghost in a machine, by that they mean the soul or spirit in the body, that is capable of leaving the body at physical death and still remain alive, has been totally annihilated, unquote. The God of humanism is man and his scientific perfection. Once that is accomplished, that is humanism perfected, and it is all.